Ladies and gentlemen, good people and not so good people. We're going to let you decide where you fall and all that. It is your boy Cool McCain with the wrong background, but we're going to fix it in about 30 seconds. And I'm joined, as always, by the other half of your monarchy, the man who gives the legends of the playmaker.
What's up?
I don't really like that one. This is definitely my favorite, so we're going to go with this one. Chilling, man, chilling. It gives me two sports when I get my pro wrestling feel, and I remember the great days that we had twice in Philadelphia. Not this season, but two previous seasons. All right. So y'all know what it is. Y'all know the time. Y'all know the place. Hey.
We might have a little shorter episode. There's not much to talk about.
Yes. You know, last week we already talked about Raw from last week. We might can make some connections between some things that happened on Raw and SmackDown, whatnot. But we will be spending some time today on TNA going through the results and happenings from Sacrifice.
I think that's where we should start it, right there.
But before we get to that, we'll go ahead and start with NXT.
And actually, I'm thinking NXT, I was going to say NXT for last because their main show is this week.
Yeah, but okay, that's what you want to do. Yep. Well, then I tell you what, we're going to start with SmackDown then. Then we'll do AEW and TNA and AEW. And there's a reason I don't want TNA to be first. So we'll start with SmackDown today.
Oh, SmackDown. when we want to go bad to good or good to bad?
Hey, we might as well go bad to good.
Bad to good. All right, first bad. The Bella Twins beat Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, the Bella Twins did beat him.
Thanks, Last Legend. I love you, but I didn't need you to help the Bella Twins beat Charlotte and Alexis.
True.
I don't even want the Bellas nowhere near a tag team title. Matter of fact, any title that is.
I mean, they could be near it, but they just don't need to wear them.
I don't want it near them because if it's near them, they're going to want to touch it.
They can touch it, they just can't wear it. They just can't put them on and wear them.
And if they touch it, they're going to want them. And if they're going to want them, WWE most likely going to comply with it.
Well, the problem with that is you got a lot for the first time in my adult life that I can remember. You actually have 6 or 7 legitimate female tag teams. You normally used to have like, 7 or 8 females that you would just throw together random pairs and they go out there and have 2 matches and then they fight for the championship. But you do have legitimate tag teams now for the first time in a hot minute. I will say that. So it's going to be harder for a team like the Bellas to come back from nowhere, obscurity. One of them ain't been on WWE in what, 10 years? And try to be champs. Well, actually be champs, not try to be. And I think it's very important to remember, this is the time of year where we get a bunch of people that's going to be here to WrestleMania, maybe Backlash, and we ain't going to see them for about 10 months. And there's only one set of women's tag team champions, which makes it better for those of us who may not be big fans of the Bellas.
Yeah, they're having a fair four. It's going to be the Bella Twins, the champs, the irresistible forces, as they call themselves.
Yolanda says they're about to have a fatal four-way at WrestleMania. Somebody got to be a fatal four-way, Yolanda. Somebody got to be.
Yeah, I'm giving you a team. The Bella Twins, the Irresistible Force, who are the champions, Charlotte and Alexa, and then Bayley and Lyra Valkyrie. They're your 4 teams.
And then Yolanda says, hey, y'all, by the way, what's up, Yolanda?
So that's gonna be your fatal four-way. That's your multi-person match you've been waiting
on. I need a men's one, too.
We still working on
that. How y'all gonna make that happen? WWE by the men's one too.
So yeah. Okay. That was the worst
thing that happened, by the way. So I do agree with you. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Joe?
The way they are, you want to start from bad to good or good to bad? You said bad to good, so.
Yeah, that was definitely no bad thing. So for sure, the worst thing I say. Not the only bad thing, but the worst thing.
depending on how my co-host look at it, he might say it is a bad thing. He might say it's a neutral thing. He might say it's a good thing. Depends on how my co-host look at it. We have a new United States champion. Sami Zayn beat Carmelo Hayes. And he gets to take the United States title with him to the WrestleMania. Dang, you had to fall off the screen when I said that? So we are setting up the United States Championship match between Sami Zayn and Trick Williams. And if my calculation is correct, if what people are saying out here on the internet and social media, if they're saying what I think they're saying, Sami Zayn is going to be United States champion for about 3 weeks.
All I know is that at the end of that match between Samuel Zayn and the man Trick Willie, we better all be chanting whoop that Trick.
So, I mean, how would you feel about them ending Carmelo Hayes' reign as United States champion? A lot of people are not happy about that.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not I'm not as upset as most. And I'm gonna tell you why I'm not upset as most. Because it ended like iffy. And it sets up down the road that Trick Mello game one-on-one match. Hopefully for the United States Championship. So in the near future. I think they had made Carmelo Hayes a bland babyface with the championship. And the only way to change it was get it off him, get a little bit of his edge back. He out here begging Ilya Dragunov for 3 months. Come fight me again, Ilya. Come fight me. I love getting beat by you. Please come beat me some more. Like, what are you doing? So I think it's a way to freshen up the scene, the character, and give him a chance to possibly get it back, you know, a little bit down the road. But we see a different version of Mello. We don't have to be a bad guy Mello, but a Mello with more of an edge. You know what I'm saying? And Joe has a good point. Triple threat. Now, I did see this too, Yolanda. Yolanda said, I saw Mello supposed to be taking a break. That's why he lost it. You know, he did just get married. You know what I'm saying? And if you marry Kalani Cakes, you're going to probably need a break. So, I mean, you could do the three-way at WrestleMania to get him on the WrestleMania card. Like Joe was saying, you know, I need at least two multi-person matches for men because you got too many men that ain't doing it on the roster to not get him a chance in a multi-person match. And then, you know, after WrestleMania, Mello can ride off into the sunset with Kalani. Or he could just roll off now. Yeah, it's going to be one of those two things, but I think at the end of the day, I don't care if it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in this match. At the end of that match, we need to be yelling, whoop that Trick with our lemon pepper steppers. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, sir. I know what you said about Sami Zayn.
I know. I think Sami Zayn is in that category where people kind of don't care about no more.
And then the worst part was he goes to the back. He's all like, he's somebody. I guess I'm going to get a match now, huh? Of course you are. You're a champion now, doofus. Mm-hmm. Terrible acting, by the way.
All right. Got to get a little serious with you, sir, if you don't mind.
Always ready for it.
And I'm going to do this with a question, and you can say whatever you got to say. Mm-hmm. So, the week before we got the surprise that the B5, Meechum, and Jay are together. I do believe they came up with a name. I forgot the name of it. Just that fast. But week one into this new faction. How you feel about the presentation this past Friday?
So it's always tough the first couple of weeks. You don't have your cadences down. You don't really know each other, know how to blend everything yet. But I think overall, I thought they did a fairly decent job. I'm not going to say a good job. I ain't going to say a bad job. Because Jay's involved, so it's never going to be a bad job. Jay's involved. But I think it was a good, it was a decent first week. Right, Jay, the question is she going to be the vocal leader and the leader, or is she going to lead more to talking to Meechan and B-Fat? Personally, I would like to see them split the talking. Because if there's an area where I would honestly say, my girl Jay, Ms. Thundercakes herself needs some work, is the talking. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, oh, she botched. They all botched, bro. If you watch these matches and you really break them down and you're looking at them as like real matches and not you love one person so they can do no wrong and somebody else you don't like so everything they do is garbage, they all botched. But I do think Jade needs some work on the mic. Now, she's come a long way from what she was in AEW and earlier in her run with WWE. But we do need, we got to work on that mic. We got to work on that. That would be the part. So I would say for me, they got to find their groove together. They got to find who's going to say what when, who will be the promo carrier, who's going to be the one to kind of come in and just be like, for me, Jay would be the one that would come in and be disrespectful real quick and not say too much. And then B-Fab, I think, is the best at cutting promos of the three. Meechan's not far behind her, but I think B-Fab is the best because that was her original job, was to cut promos. You know what I'm saying? So I think she's the best at it. But they need a little work, but as a first woman, I'm not mad at it.
I think they caught themselves, if I remember correctly, the takeover.
I don't remember.
Because they didn't say baddies.
Nah, they said, I don't remember exactly what they said, but you know what I'm saying? So Joe says new baddies with a question mark. He agrees with my thoughts on them. But agree and then, right? He does also say mic skills for Jade. And then Yolanda says they were nervous as HE double hockey sticks in the show. Joe says absolutely. And Joe says she is dope B-Fab. So I have to take a moment to say we talk a lot about cakes on the show, right? And voluptuousness of the women. Now, B-Fab is not no bony, like, you know what I'm saying? But she's not caked up and caked out like some other women. But I'm going to tell you this. There ain't many women on that roster I'll take over B-Fab. Okay? There's a few. Of course, Bailey is one of them. But there's a few. But there ain't too many.
I don't know. Maybe it's the swag B-Fab has.
It's them long legs for me.
I was saving that for you on purpose. I was saying that for you on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for nobody else. But it's them long legs for me.
It's that. It's like beef out. She knows she it, but she don't say it.
And Yolanda's right. She is just beautiful. But I can't give her a cake name.
Of course not.
Can't give her a cake name.
But for the second week in a row, Thunder Cakes, Jaded, Emo Cakes. So we'll see how this coming Friday goes.
Let me tell you one thing. So a lot of people may not have noticed this about Emo Cakes. For those of you who may not know Rhea Ripley. She lost weight as far as like muscular build and stuff.
She has.
She has back problems. So losing some of the muscle up top has helped her like reduce pain. And I think she looks better. You know what I'm saying? Which now that she's lost a little bit of the muscle, I think she looks better. Like she hadn't lost it all. She still has definition, but she doesn't look as bulky up top. I think it's a good look for her.
Okay. Well, Mr. Come on, okay. Drew McIntyre made it to WrestleMania. He's on the card. He's officially on the card.
I'm so excited.
But, however, this is not one of those just because you're on the card, have fun. No. Mr. Nick Aldis himself said, since y'all two can't, we both can tell both of y'all can't do nothing Friday because we can tell you all bandaged up Drew McIntyre. Jacob Fatu, he can barely walk. But I did get where y'all should be set for April 18, which is night one of WrestleMania, by the way. Thank you, Nick Aldis, for like...
It's definitely not one match.
Thank you for putting that out there. Y'all two, y'all can fight it out. Y'all can do whatever y'all want to do. I don't care because guess what? I'm not going to be responsible. WWE's not going to be responsible. Y'all going to have an unsanctioned match. And it's going to be at WrestleMania. So have fun. Have fun. Okay. There you go. You got your unsanctioned match now. So this should be a...
I think this is going to be one of the matches that we're going to see on ESPN. Is it ESPN Night 1?
Nope, night two. ESPN 2 is night one.
Yeah, so it's going to be one of the matches we see on ESPN 2 in the first hour. I believe.
You know, well, so show night violence. One, so I was going to say, so you saying night one show the violence.
Yeah, and night two will show technical skill and championships in the first hour.
That's crazy. Unsanctioned. So it's going to be a award for Jacob Fatu and Drew McIntyre. So, Drew, you made the card. Not the way that I want you to make the card, but you made the card.
I mean, you can't be surprised. I think it's garbage how they did that whole thing with him, with Drew. Just for Raheem to get another quick run in with the championship. So I hope he loses to Randy Orton. And y'all know I'm a big Cody fan, but I hope he loses to Randy Orton.
And that's where I'm going to slide to finally. Mr. Raheem returned after Randy Orton dealt with Matt Cardona, who felt some type of way and got dealt with accordingly.
Got dealt with, yes, sir. He got what he asked for. I like he came out and hit him with the mic in the face, though. I do like that.
Don't even say a word. That's coming to ring.
But they told me right there he was going to get his butt beat like he did. Or as my country relatives will say, he told me he's going to get his hind parts beat.
Randy want to take care of Matt Cardona. Cody Rhodes comes out. He no tight at hand, nothing. He's just walking out. No suit either. Like the suit, him not wearing the suit, so they gave it away. How this is going to go.
Yeah, because, you know, when Cody doesn't have his suit on, he's dark Cody.
Yeah, I'm just going to talk to him. Gets up on the apron, steps in the ring. I ain't talking. We throwing fists.
Man, how else was that supposed to go? Bruce, I'm just going to talk to him.
I ain't talking. I'm throwing fists. I don't want to talk to you. And we just brawl all over and to the point where Jaden Rowe comes out after he beat Kit Wilson, which is surprisingly he has Jaden Rowe in a match on SmackDown.
That's wild.
Yeah, I had to really think about that. We really had Jelly Roll in a match on SmackDown. If we put Jada World in matches on SmackDown, that tells me he hasn't a match at WrestleMania. So be prepared for that.
Yeah, reportedly it's going to be a tag team match. Him and Royce. What did he give my man name? I forgot because he don't know the TV.
Royce Keys.
Yeah, Royce Keys. And The Miz and Kid Wilson. That definitely going to have to be night one at the beginning of the second hour right after they go off ESPN.
I was about to say somewhere either in the middle somewhere where that, you know.
Right after hour one.
Come out the annunciation mess so everybody can decompress from that darn war.
I think they'll have a better option to go after it.
you gotta have something to decompress the crowd from what they saw. It's gonna be a blood war between them.
You can do much better decompressing than
Yeah, you're right, but you know.
But they might. You never know.
There's something that's bring the crowd back down. Like, wow, that was great. Them two just, oh my god.
This would definitely bring the crowd back down. It definitely would. If they go that route, because you know WWE, they said they're going to do this, and then 7 seconds later, they're doing something different.
Yeah.
So there's always
then again, that. You might be right, because they might want to kick off that first hour with a bang. They probably need two bangers back to back. And
then the trash match start hour two. To decompress.
Oh, come go ahead and subscribe to the ESPN now to catch the rest of WrestleMania, and then you do it
the first match you see is Brett. Stop playing. Yeah. Let me go back to these comments real quick, sir. So Joe says she is dope, B-Fab. And he says, right. Yolanda says she is just beautiful. Completely agree. Joe says, I dig her voice. I know why she spits. He says she's beautiful. She sure is. Talking about Rhea. He says her posture's better too. And then he says, I think he will. Talking about Orton. I hope we both are right.
But yeah, to finish off Jalen Rowe for his efforts to be peacekeeper, you got RKO'd.
Amen.
And Radio and left smiling.
I'm going to take a phrase that has become very popular on Raw. F-A-F-O. F-A-F-O.
By the way, I'm going to come back to Jacob Fowler too later on in the show, because if y'all was paying attention, you might know what I'm talking about. But that's all I got for SmackDown.
That's it?
Yeah, I don't need to get to anything else, man. You got TNA sacrifices.
Was it the new match for WrestleMania announced?
I must have missed that one.
It was, it's a women's match. I'm trying to remember. We'll get to it.
Oh, matter of fact, I'm glad you said that. Julia beat Tiffany Stratton. I didn't have that on my card.
Julia did beat Tiffany Stratton. She did. There was a new match announced. I can't remember. If y'all remember, throw in the comments. If not, we'll figure it out before the end of the show.
Yeah, you got Sacrifice coming up. You can talk AEW. I don't think I'm going to do this probably, but do a little preview. And then Stand and Deliver it Saturday.
So. Yeah, we're doing Sacrifice. All right, so on Friday night, you heard me right. Friday night, TNA Sacrifice.
Same time as SmackDown.
And most people are probably watching SmackDown. Just be real. Unless you're a diehard Sacrifice TNA fan. And the thing about it is, it's a pay-per-view PLE. I'm just start calling PPV/PLE. And when you have those, you can always watch it later. So I'm sure the watch rate ended up being pretty good. Might not have started out, but it ended up. We had a couple of things happen. We're just going to go in chronological order. Of course, the main event is always a TNA, nine times out of ten. If the world champion is competing, then he's in the main event. So this time it was Mike Santana and Steve Macklin. Steve Macklin went from being fired to get a championship match in like a month. It's wild. All right, so we start off the countdown to sacrifice with Ryan Nemeth versus BD, who's a newcomer. And long story short, Ryan Nemeth beat BD. We don't spend too much time on countdown sacrifice matches. I just tell you about it for those who might be interested, but we ain't spend time talking about what happened in the match. The system in Order 4 had a summit. If you would like to know what they talked about, you can go on YouTube and you can see it. But we're not going to take time here. Also on countdown sacrifice, Tessa Blanchard with Miller Moore and Victoria Crawford beat Jody Three with Harley Hudson and Myla Grace. So there's that. So then we get to the main card. X Division Championship match. Leon Slater versus Eric Young, who's been everything in TNA, but including dead and resurrected. So solid match. But Leon Slater defeated Eric Young. Makes sense. Storyline, everything. It makes sense to have the young upstart, up-and-coming dude beat the old head that's, you know, in the twilight of his career. So it at least makes sense. Any thoughts on that match, Playmaker?
Nope, I'm happy Leon Slater's still champion like I predicted, so I'm good.
No, I'm just happy Leon Slater's still champion. I'm good.
All right, one-man gang. One-man gang was in the building. They shouted him out, threw him on camera. Obviously, you don't worry about that either, but just shout it out. In a backstage interview, like now they do, Gia Miller, who is the backstage interview person for TNA. I was about to say everything but TNA, but for TNA. Had a conversation with Mike Santana. He's fired up. Of course, he believes he's going to be champion after the night is over. It's crazy how wrestling, I just talk about this. Everybody believes they're going to be the one to win. I'll just y'all just throw it at night. Hopefully, we had it all. All right, the TNA sacrifice, Elijah and the Hometown Man versus Frankie Kazarian and AJ Francis. The highlight of this match is Elijah showing his power. It's a strong brother.
I ain't new.
All right, go ahead and slide that peppermint in. Should be all right now. So I've been congested for a while. You know me. I go off subject real quick, and I finally got some natural medication, and I've been drinking ginger tea, like Indian Japanese ginger tea, from about like an international market.
Yeah. Indian Japanese tea.
Indian or Japanese, not together, but Indian or Japanese. Okay. And I want you to know, if you ever have a lot of mucus, besides going to get mucinex and stuff, if you find your nice natural lung and bronchial elixir you can get you some ginger tea, because ginger tea is so hot that your insides, you know what I'm saying, is breaking it up, long story short. I can feel the difference. is breaking it up a whole heck of a lot. But you know, when you break it up, it's got to come out. So that's what the crazy looking coughing and the weird voice is. All this stuff got to get out. All right. Yolanda says, then she hurt Julia. I mean, then she hurt Julia. Going back to Tiffany Stratton.
I mean, she didn't hit that pretty as moonsault perfectly that time.
Well, Joe says, take care of yourself, bro. In 100. Appreciate it, man. I do what I can, man. Do what I can. All right, good people. Back to Sacrifice. So, yeah, Elijah, as he's called in TNA, had a nice feat of strength, threw AJ Francis up, carried him around, hit a move on him, everything. So he got that strength. But at the end of the day, that was cute. But Frankie Kazarian and AJ Francis beat Elijah and the hometown man, as I did expect, because the hometown man thing is kind of ran its course. So there's any thoughts? Playmaker, you good?
I'm good. I'm 2 for 2. Frankie Kazarian, you did me good. Thank you.
So we're getting ready to have a match between Cedric Alexander and Brian Myers of The System and Jeff Hardy of the Hardy Boys and Vincent from The Righteous.
I don't remember who I picked in this one.
But before we get to that, we had a Chris Bay sighting. Chris Bay, who got badly injured. It had kind of been out for a minute. We had a Chris Bay sighting. He came out to introduce the newest TNA sighting, Ricky Soso.
Yep.
He's international star, but very big internationally. And him choosing TNA or WWE's fourth brand, however you want to look at it, makes a lot of sense. Yeah, if he's any good, he'll be in NXT in a couple of years because he'll get poached. But before we have that match, I was just telling you about the tag team match. We're going to have a TNA Knockouts World Champion three-way match. The new champion, Danny Luna, the previous champion, NXT superstar, Ariana Grace, and Lee Ying Lee. So, long story short, Ariana Grace won. She is the TNA Knockouts World Champion.
Again.
Deals the pinfall.
Now she's a two-time champion. Great.
So Allie backstage tells Mara Sade, who y'all may know from being part of Metaphor in NXT, to follow the right rabbit. The right rabbit leads her to Rosemary. Rosemary wants to have a talk with Mara Sade. Allie has been resurrected, and she is back in TNA as well.
I don't like none of that you just said whatsoever.
Nor do I, but it did happen. Mustafa Ali and Tasha Steeles from Order 4 took on Trey Miguel and Jada Stone. Trey Miguel is the international champion. And I got to say, a lot of the matches, they don't have that je ne sais quoi. They have some good moves. They don't have that feel. It's a good match. They don't have that feel. This is another one I feel like would definitely roll into that. Mustafa Ali and Tasha Steeles won. Obviously, they had backup. Not a big surprise that they won. All right, Moose versus Eddie Edwards from the system. Moose is being accompanied by Eddie Edwards' wife, Alicia. It just feels like we know what's going to happen sooner or later. Moose defeats Eddie Edwards by DQ. Order for Special Agent Zero to attack Moose. Special Agent Zero got mad and just beat Moose down, which got him the win by DQ. So now Moose is going to have beef with Order 4 and the system.
Interesting twist. That was an interesting twist to that.
It was. We also have Steve Macklin says he's ready to take everything from TNA World Champion Mike Santana in the main event. But before we get there, the aforementioned Mara Sade, and Elena Black have a wrestling match.
I was wondering if you were going to get to
that. This was an aesthetically pleasing wrestling match. It was a no-DQ match. So they went hardcore. Both people beat each other. But Mara Sade ended up beating Elena Black in a no-DQ match. But they both took it to each other. All right, so now we get to the match. We got Jeff Hardy and Vincent versus Brian Myers and Cedric Alexander. Now, Vincent is half of the Righteous. They're a really weird cult-like group, but they actually are good fighters. They put on good matches. So the Righteous took out Matt Hardy in the back. So then, of course, the system beat Vincent and Jeff Hardy. It is announced Rebellion is in 2 weeks in Cleveland. We'll get an X Division Championship match. Cedric Alexander and Leon Slater. That's going to be a good match. Cedric Alexander, the guy's a fighter. And then the Hardys are going to have a tag team match against Barry Bronson and Brian Myers of the system for the World Tag Team Championships. Frankie Kazarian is going to have a match with Elijah. Trey Miguel is going to put the International Championship on the line against Mustafa Ali in Order 4. They've been running their time. And then we're going to have a Knockout World Championship match on Thursday Night Impact this week. Ariana Grace against Zaya Brookside. So, yeah. A lot going on there. We then had ODB, Taryn Terrell, and Mickey James challenge the Elegance Brand for a 6th Knockouts tag team match. ODB, Taryn Terrell, and Mickey James are all former TNA Knockouts. So that was a nice little piece of history. So they're going to, Dario Rey and Santino Marella are going to decide if they're going to have the sixth person match or not. They're thinking about it. World Championship match. TNA World Championship. Mike Santana, Steve Macklin. Steve Macklin got dropped early in the match with a kick to the jaw. Medical team came out to check on Steve Macklin. Eddie Edwards charged into the ring and beat down Mike Santana Santana got back into it, dropped him with a spin to block, set him up on the table, and crushed him through the table. The official match was no contest due to injuries that happened to Steve Macklin. So I think sacrifice was fairly interesting. It set up a lot of stuff. They had another pay-per-view in 2 weeks. When I saw that, it made sense. Because when you're doing other things so quickly, turn around, it's hard for it to be great.
So rebellion in 2 weeks. That should be okay.
Y'all, I am inwardly very hot right now. This stuff is working really well. A little too well. So we're going to take us a quick commercial break. And we will be back. AEW.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man, Cool McCain, and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care! Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze claw.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel. Whether it's the men's college game,
the way that this season has been going, anything is possible.
The women's college game,
and how passionate AJ Reed was at that press conference, they got their mojo now.
The WNBA,
AJ Wilson, Brianna Stewart, 1 and 2, followed by Brittany Griner, Aaliyah Boston, Jackie Young,
or the NBA.
The Lakers had a 0.8 chance of winning. And then what happened in the fourth quarter? LeBron James by himself outdid the Clippers.
You will get any and all of the information right at your fingertips or your earlobes. Join the playmaker as he breaks down all things basketball in Shooting Lights Out on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts.
All right, good people. We are now back in the building. And it's time to talk a little AEW.
So, I mean, I've been saying this
for a couple of weeks. It's been 1 or 2 weeks where I was a little iffy on it. But for the most part, I feel like they're doing it. AEW is giving us more of what we want and less of the hogwash. It's still 50,000 spots. So don't get it twisted. But you're getting story with the spots. With your 5 million false fantasies, you're actually getting story. You're not just getting nothing. And I mean, you have to appreciate that. Right? You do. You have to appreciate that. Because you could be getting far worse. Let's be real. You'd be getting far worse.
Depending on what crowd you're talking to.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, my opinion, I can't speak for everybody. I'm going to give you how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Other people, they have the outlets. They can voice their opinions. They might think AEW is the greatest thing. They may think it's hot garbage. I think it's moving in the right direction. It always had the wrestling. Its soul was missing, so to speak. Like, you can put on a fantastic match, but there's no story. There's no storytelling in that match. Even though it's a fantastic match, it doesn't move along any story. And for the common wrestling fan, they want a story moves along. Right? You got the guys out here that want to see 7 to 10-star matches every week. They don't care about the story, but they're few and very far in between. Most people want a good match to a great match and a really fantastic story to go with it. AEW is finally starting to get the story part tied in. So what was very interesting with AEW, they started off with a 60-minute match.
Why did that's out the show right there. Match?
Your guess is as good as mine, good people. But that's what happened.
That's half the show.
Between Swerve Strickland and Kenny Omega started to show off, and it was a 60-minute time limit. Number one contender versus EVP. So essentially, whoever won this match was going to be an EVP of AEW and the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. Swerve came in as the number one contender. Of course, Omega came in as the EVP. So advertised, they had four matches. They had Thekla versus Mina Shirakawa for the World Women's World Championship, Omega versus Strickland, Rouge versus Darby Allin, and then the Conglomeration versus the Dogs. Why? Because again, they had a match, which was half the show. Kenny Omega eventually won the match. So he is now still the EVP and, of course, the number one contender. He was finally able to get the one-week angel on Swerve. If you have the time and you're interested in AEW or you like Swerve or Omega, I would recommend this match. I watched the entirety of it, and it was great. It was a lot of nobody could keep nobody. Everybody was stubborn. A lot of frustration, a lot of opportunity from the frustration. But it showcased the very best of the current personas of the two wrestlers. And even though Swerve will be back pretty quickly too. And they only did one 90-second break in the middle of this hour-long match. So shout out to both guys, because it takes a lot of endurance. And especially Swerve, because you can tell he's putting on a lot of muscle. So muscle is extra weight. So shout out to him for being able to put on that muscle. Still wrestle the way he does. Add a little bit of power into it. And make some things happen. He's the oh boy.
Well, I want to see where they're going with this now that I know it's going to be MJF and Kenny Omega.
All right, different from Skyflight.
Huh? You have technical difficulties over there.
So, before we get to the match, I want you at Dynasty Mother Clucker to John Moxley. What do you say, sir?
Oh, Mossy.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't being as crazy as he was.
So the sixth person match that we had. Who?
I said he ain't breaking being up, as so crazy.
He was in the
You sure it's me and not you?
Who hasn't been? Who is
he
it?
Has not
been. It's definitely
he hasn't been as crazy as he used to be. Like old John boy turned it down a bit.
He had to bring it back out against this Ospreay that's angry at him for taking him out, making him miss time. Good guy John ain't gonna work. But the match, the six man match, John Moxley, Daniel Garcia, and Marina Shafir against Zeta Steel, Dante, and Darius Martin. Of course, the Death Riders won. Skyflight is a good team. Zeta Steel is a solid wrestler as well. But even though they've been around since near the beginning, they don't stay because one of them gets hurt. So the team itself, you haven't seen as much. So it makes sense. So they still did slap everything, including the taste buds, teeth, everything out of Daniel Garcia at one point during the match as well. We did next get a wonderful, I'd say that loosely, match between Speedball Mike Bailey and Rocky Romero from the Don Callis family. You probably forgot about them because they have like one third of the roster. Mike Bailey won. It made him look good, but did nothing for Mike Bailey. I mean, for Rocky Romero. And that's just something that they got to figure out. You got to figure out ways how to have these matches where nothing's really on the line, but you make both people look good and not just one. Because one guy looking good, it's not a good formula for success. Next, we had MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, in his celebration. He did win the match cleanly, which shocked me. Which means no more AEW Championship, World Heavyweight Championship matches for Adam Page, as long as he's in TNA. So that's kind of shocking. MJF, Brad, talked about how great he was. Omega ended up coming out, letting him know he was to challenge him. And then MJF beat him, but he was better than 60 to 80% Omega. And he said, basically, 90% or higher Omega, way better than MJF. He's coming to get him. And it's probably going to be a dynasty. They haven't announced that yet, but it's probably going to be a dynasty. Then we got the Conglomeration, which is one of the worst names ever. This tag team from the Conglomeration was Orange Cassidy and Roderick Strong against Clark Connors and David Finlay of the Dogs. They were the War Dogs in New Japan. The War Dogs defeat the Conglomeration, and I wish this match was on a pay-per-view pre-show. Don't worry about that. So then we got Fekl, who just doesn't, to me, feel like a champ. I think it's because she just came in. She's already getting ridiculous. She is the champ, but she doesn't feel like a champ to me against Mina Shirakawa. If you're going to bring her in and have her win the belt, obviously she's got to have a little run. But she goes up against, and this match was supposed to be Toni Storm, but she was hurt. So Toni Storm's boo, Mina, hopped up in the match to take her place. So Thekla ended up beating Mina. They didn't get a lot of time for the match. So, you know, whenever you do that, it kind of, But that was that. Then we had Roosh versus Darby Allin. Roosh is another guy. He just show up and you're like, oh, we're supposed to take my boy seriously. From La Faction and Gobernable. We're supposed to take him seriously because he shows up out of nowhere. He'll have his match and we probably won't see Roosh for another 3 months. I mean, that seriously can't take some people serious.
And then you find Darby Allin too.
So this match didn't start till close to the end of the hour too. But when you have a 60-minute or so match, or almost 60-minute match start show, it is what it is. Darby Allin was able to hit a jackknife and get the cover on Roosh. So he won the match. And you do have to worry about our body fella. After that, the Don Callis family came out and they decimated Darby Allin. Darby Allin is another person who has thrown his hat in saying he wants a world title match, and that gets you beat up because MJF has the money to pay people off. Much better show than last week's. But I think whenever you come off of a pay-per-view, most wrestling shows are not that good. You just kind of highlighting everything that happened. We doing the bills 3 week. This seems pretty good. You know, I'm not going to say it was the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. So we got another long time viewer that hopped in. My boy, I can't do it really good tonight, Vic, but my boy Vicola is in the building. Vic says, what's up, Playmaker? And Cool Breeze McCain, the most elite of Eagles. Love to play on words. What's going on, Vicola? Glad she was able to tap in, man. So yeah. From there, the floor is back for one Mr. Playmaker. NXT Stand and Deliver.
Before I do that, Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw is in the Mecca,
Madison Square Garden. Which means it's going to be one of them episodes tonight.
Hopefully. Paul is in charge.
Everybody that you want to see is in the building. CM Punk, Roman Reigns, Hope Finney, Brock Lesnar. The Usos defend their title against the Vision in a street fight. Kind of queasy feeling about this one where the Vision might actually win that match, but it is what it is.
Here's what I want from that match. I don't care who wins the match tonight. I want that to start to set up a multi-team match for WrestleMania for those tag team titles or a rematch between these two teams.
Fair enough. Last week on Raw, we did get the official announcement that AJ Lee, Becky Lynch running it back again for the Intercontinental Championship. So go ahead, throw that in there. That is official.
I think that's the one I was thinking about when I said SmackDown earlier. And then I was thinking about the one from Raw.
Oh. So that is official. Wonder if we'll see Gunther tonight. We haven't seen Gunther in quite some time.
If we don't see him tonight, we're going to see him after WrestleMania.
That's what I'm thinking right about now. Because the correct killer has been missing in action. Anything else Interesting. No, that's about it right there. NXT Stand and Deliver. Well, one tonight, we have to find out who wins tomorrow night between Lolo Vice and Kendall Gray to be the number one contender for JC Jane for Stand and Deliver. But you will get an NXT Women's Championship match. We just don't know who's going to be on the other side. We should be adding a Women's North American Championship match to the card because Blake Merrill is holding the NXT Women's North American Championship, but the title belongs to Tatum Paxley. So might as well go ahead and put that on the card. So that's two women matches that should be on the card. That's not official. Just to put that in there. But what is official, Sexy Red will be appearing on Stand and Deliver.
That's about her time. She shows up about once a year. It's working.
Why? I have no idea.
I guess they like to see her through a twerk.
I'm not in that camp. You know, I might be surprising for y'all. I'm not in that camp.
I don't really care. Like, her twerking doesn't do anything good or bad for me. Very indifferent. But there's might be a lot of people in the wrestling community who does something for her. It's got to be because they keep having her back.
It's in St. Louis.
I know.
That's where she's from, so.
Maybe the people in St. Louis, I just hear it work.
They can do that anyway. Shut up, Darnell. Shut up. Shut up, Pelican. Shut up. North American Championship match on the men's side, that is official. Johnny Gargano, who won the surprising gauntlet match at NXT. Speaking he challenges that, Miles Bourne for the North American Championship.
So he's going back where he belongs.
Bruh. Are y'all really making Miles Bourne a transition champion?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that the Wizard guy's gonna win. Johnny Gargano.
Okay. Oh, because I'm about to say, like, bro, that man did all that work to get the title, and y'all gonna make him drive it.
You give him a challenger, who it doesn't hurt the challenger if he wins, if he loses the match. Miles Bourne can beat Johnny Gargano. It doesn't hurt Johnny Gargano.
So that's that. And then the main event of Saturday night's evening will be the Fatal 4-Way for the NXT Championship. Joe Hendry defended against Ricky Saints, Ego, Ethan Page, and Tony D'Angelo.
It's got to be Joe Hendry. They want to make him a star, and it's just too soon for him to lose the belt.
Well, it's a Fatal 4-Way, which means there are pretty much no rules. Which means anything can happen. So,
if you really wanted to take the belt off of him, it would be the best way, but I still feel like Joe Hendry is going to find a way to win.
No, what I'm getting to is I think Dark Stake takes out Tony D'Angelo.
I agree with that.
The Infinity Project, them nimwits, they're going to have to choose between Ricky Saints and Ethan Page. Because both of them can't win the title. And all ego Enrique saying they're gonna have to figure that out because they both can't win a title. And knowing Ethan Page, he's called all ego for a reason. So yes, Joe Hinch, you should retain this title.
Yeah.
It's too many combustible elements from the other 30.
Yeah. It's not like you got one dude. It's like on some crazy stuff, everybody else chill. You got a whole bunch of people on some crazy stuff.
So by prize of elimination, Joe Hinch, you should retain the title.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and by the way, just to let y'all know, there's no more Peacock. YouTube for Stand and Deliver. YouTube for Stand and Deliver. So if anyone of y'all is like, I was trying to find, we telling you right here, right now, before we close, Stand and Deliver is on YouTube. No Peacock. Peacock is done. So that should be interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep. Anything else you got for the people, sir?
No, that's it.
All right, good people.
I want to get ready to see what Madison Square Garden going to look like.
Makes sense. All right, so good people. Make sure you share. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't. Make sure you like the video. If you like it, of course. And make sure you tune in with us. We'll be back on the same thing we always on next week. So definitely tap in. Appreciate all the interaction. I know how we get down. The more interaction, the more we love it, we feed off of it. And remember, it's never where you start. It's always where you finish. And we'll see y'all next week. Same time, same station. Monarchs, we about to be out. And we froze on the side thing, which, of course, is no surprise. You know why? Life be life, but now we good.